Welcome to Sister Speak Big Brother, where we discuss season 15 of the CBS series Big Brother from a sister's point of view. I'm Sister K.
I'm Sister L. Marie.
And I'm Sister A.
And welcome to episode 29. Let's get started. Well, hello, ladies.
Hello.
How are y'all this week?
Pretty good this week. How are you two?
Excellent. It's Friday.
Yes, it's Friday. So we're all pretty good.
Yeah, I'm feeling good. For two more days.
Yeah.
And then back to depression. Well, we have, I don't know how interesting it's been in the Big Brother house because I haven't had a lot of time to watch the feeds. Well, actually, no, that's a lie. It has gotten interesting in the last day in the Big Brother house. We'll just put it that way. As we've all seen, just by the eviction episode and the new HOH competition, the shit got crazy and real.
Mm.
Before we start, though, we did have an email that came in that I wanted to read and have us comment on. It looks like it is a long-ass email. Damn!
Go!
From Networker. He says, or she says, and I remember Networker, but I can't remember if you're he or she, so sorry. Sisters, I'll keep this email short to counterbalance the long-as nature of recent podcasts. For the record, I have enjoyed the supersized podcast. First of all, whoever, Networker, this shit is not short. Okay. First of all, he says, or she says, I am no longer able to hear Howard's name without the phrase, hey, boo, hey, going through my mind. You wondered if condoms are available in the Big Brother house. In season 9, the house guests discussed the condoms and dental dams that were in the house. They even goofed around with the dental dams one night. I can't imagine that the producers would decide to stop including these health-related items since sexual activity has been a regular part of life in the house since season 4, featuring David and Amanda, the first couple to have sex in the house. Okay, I don't remember David and Amanda.
I don't either.
David and Amanda, I'm not sure.
Season 4.
I'll have to Google.
Okay. Well, continue reading. During Caitlyn's exit interview with Julie Chen, she was surprised to discover that she was viewed as a mean girl. On the night of the infamous bed flipping, there was a moment when Caitlyn said that she felt like she was back in high school, but on the other side. Aaron confirmed with her that she meant the loser side. Caitlyn's statement certainly implied that she treated those losers back in high school the way she felt she was now being treated in the Big Brother house. Essentially, she is acknowledging in that moment that she had been a mean girl, but apparently did not realize that she was still engaging in the same behavior until Julie helpfully pointed it out to her. Caitlyn will not be winning the award for the most self-aware house guest. On a website that I frequent, someone posted about the certainty with which Caitlyn, Aaron, and Gina Marie expressed that they were being persecuted because they were so pretty. This poster commented that there are clearly other attractive women in the house and pointed out that Candace, the frequent target of their venom, has been Miss Teen Louisiana, Miss Louisiana, and an NFL cheerleader, positions not usually held by physically unattractive women. Speaking of Candace, I think that her game was headed in a better direction before she became so closely tied to Howard. Ladies, I grant you that there may be other benefits in being close to Howard, but I think that he has been stifling her game a bit, and she has become a bigger target by virtue of her association with him. Ooh, that's interesting.
Mm.
What do y'all think about that? Let's pause in this long-ass email. Do you think that Candace was doing better before Howard and her got close?
I really don't see too much of Candace's gameplay yet to judge whether she was better before or after her and Howard got closer. She hasn't really made, like, any big moves before or after him.
Really? You don't think? I mean, she was the one who convinced, was it Helen or who did she convince to put up a guy? And so that ended up being Jeremy, I thought. Or Nick. No, it was Nick.
Oh, yes, she did. She did. Oh, and she was the first one to guess that it was an all-boy alliance.
Yes.
True. I forgot about that.
Yeah, I feel like she's kind of always been a target, though. You know, from the very first week.
Yeah.
So, well, I'm not sure how Howard might have changed that for her.
I think, if anything, it's made Howard more apparent. Because
yeah, that's true.
Everyone's seeing, like, really seeing how strong of a player that he is. And that they need to get him out. Especially Amanda. But we'll talk about that.
Oh, God.
I think, you know, Howard is not a very good actor yet, and I think he wants to be an actor in real life.
Oh.
And I think he needs to take more lessons, because the past few competitions he's tried to throw have been terrible acting jobs. He was so obvious.
Yeah.
And, I mean, who is going to believe that you couldn't hold yourself up longer than 2 freaking minutes?
Right.
Mm-hmm.
In the first challenge, and then him slipping and sliding. I did like that challenge in the food competition with the milk, throwing the milk in Aaron's face. But he was so, like, obvious, slipping and sliding, like, I can't hold this bucket 1 second longer. And I mean, he'd be better to, like, throw it over their heads than to pretend like he wasn't able to throw it at all.
Yeah.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
Do you think he tried to throw it last night? Or was he trying?
No, I think he was trying. I think that was hard. That would have been hard to throw.
Yeah, I think he was really trying.
It was hard anyway. Yeah.
Mhm.
It was a hard. I don't know how you could have really done like purposely well. I think it's kind of luck with that one. Because all those little stoppers.
Right.
In the way, no matter which way you rolled it.
Yeah.
They were able to practice, and I remember reading that Aaron was practicing like a lot for it.
Really?
So I think maybe she kind of maybe timed or looked on the wheel to see, okay, when it gets to this number, this is when I need to roll my ball. Because she seemed really calculated with it.
Yeah.
I will say I did hear some conversation on the feeds that I did watch a little bit last night. And I did hear her say, you know, and I think it was Gina Marie or someone else was saying, you know, practicing really didn't help at all because – it was going in a different direction than what they were practicing, and it didn't have as many, I guess, bumpers in it.
Mm-hmm.
And also they said it was going faster.
Okay.
In the practice one that they had.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
But
I couldn't believe she got the 36.
Oh my
of God. All the numbers.
I had just said, that's this damn fool win.
Yep.
Got her ass out. Even if the house, they might have had enough votes to do it if enough people would have done it.
Yeah.
I do see their point, though. Caitlin was second place in the last two or three stages. She was rallying the troops together.
Mm-hmm.
But, okay, let me finish this email.
Okay.
He says, or she says, I have enjoyed the twist of America providing the MVP nominee because it has caused such delightful paranoia in the house. My favorite reactions have included Judd thinking that the MVP was Howard and that he may also have the coup d'etat, and the theory, I believe first proposed by Caitlin, that Alyssa was MVP but nominated herself because she would get an even greater power if she won the veto and pulled herself off the block. I also think that the America as MVP twist may have always been part of the plan for the season, but the producers were hoping to use it at this point to take Aaron down a peg and help with their narrative. Instead, Judd nominated her, and then she won HOH. Now, I can kind of agree with that. I think they switched it up, first of all, because people were up in arms about Alyssa winning it every damn week.
Right.
And also to try to get Aaron out, which didn't quite work.
Totally opposite. Backfired.
Sister K, you mentioned the night when Amanda walked around topless wearing Band-Aids over her nipples, but you left out the best part. The voice of Big Brother came over the speakers and said, Amanda, please attach your microphone to your shirt. Zing! I love it. I love it when the crew contributes to moments in the house.
That's funny.
I didn't actually see it myself. I only read about it. So I didn't see that part or hear that part when they came over the speakers.
That is so funny.
That is hilarious. Finally, during your recent thoroughly entertaining off-topic departure into the field of sexual research, you wondered who would be engaging in these studies. I just wanted to say that you should not forget that the study of human sexuality may be a comparatively new field, but some of its pioneers have become well-known enough to take a place in popular culture. Liam Neeson portrayed Alfred Kinsey of the famed Kinsey Institute in a film a few years ago, and William Masters and Virginia Johnson of the Masters and Johnson Institute are the inspiration for the upcoming Showtime series, Masters of Sex. I would say that there are quite a few people studying things like penis size from an academic standpoint. There are probably many more conducted similar studies from a recreational standpoint. Just to drag this back into the cis-speak realm, Virginia Johnson will be played by Lizzie Kaplan, who appeared in several episodes of True Blood. Be well, networker.
Wow.
Thank you, networker.
Thank you, networker.
Thank you.
Lots of points in there.
Yes. So I didn't know about that new Showtime show.
No.
Oh, on a side note, have y'all heard all the rumors about Liam Neeson?
No.
No,
being in the top percentile of that study we were talking about last week.
What?
What? What?
No, I hadn't heard that.
Where have y'all been?
What is your source, Sister K?
Yeah, what's your source?
Oh, there's several sources. Apparently, you know, I haven't lately. I don't know why, but I watch What Happens Live with Amy Cohen on Bravo. And he was a guest. And apparently it's going all around Hollywood because Andy actually asked him about it.
Wow.
I love Andy.
And apparently it's somewhat true. And then they kind of were showing some pictures. You know how they have pictures? Have you seen on some of these entertainment mags? They have the same rumor about the guy from Mad Men, the main guy. I can't think of his name. John Hamm.
Okay.
There's a rumor about him being in the same way.
Oh.
And then they have pictures to back it up. So on some show they showed pictures of, you know, how paparazzi shoot pictures.
Yes.
And apparently he doesn't like underwear. So his shit's just dangling.
Well, that's proof.
And so they have outlined it in several pictures. That's John Hamm. And then when Liam Neeson was on, actually it was before Liam Neeson was on, there was someone else who I guess knows Liam Neeson or was in a movie with him who was talking about it. And then so when he got on there, Andy was actually asking about it. Anyway, that was funny. So speaking of the Liam Neeson connection, I guess he's going to be playing, or I guess he did play that person that Networker told us about.
Mm-hmm.
Well, thank you, Networker. That was our lone email.
Thank you, Networker.
Yes, thank you, Networker. And then we also had an iTunes review this week from Steven XOS. 5 stars, keep up the great work, excellent podcast. By Steven, excuse me, I cannot read today, y'all, sorry. Steven XOS.
Thank you, Steven.
Thank you, Steven.
Thank you, Steven. So that was our feedback. We got that out the way. So now we can talk about Big Brother this week.
Where to begin?
I don't know. Where do we want to begin?
Well, I didn't keep up with the feed updates as much as I usually do this week.
Agreed. Me neither.
I may be a little bit out of the loop. And plus because Judd is HOH and I just really find it hard to understand him. I need closed captioning.
Yeah, I kind of understand him just because I watch people's mouths when they talk.
Mm-hmm.
I think I can, although he didn't move his mouth very much.
Right.
But, yeah. You know know what? You know, we talked last week about how we didn't really know where Judd,
right,
you know, was lying with who he wanted to target, mm-hmm, and what he wanted to do. And I felt like the few bits and pieces I did watch the feeds and did see on the updates, that it was just all over the place.
It was.
Like, everyone was all over the place.
Yeah. I mean, with Judd, he did pretty much hear everybody out and hear everyone's, you know, opinions and what they wanted to do. He did realize Amanda was trying to basically just Debo his HOH and take over.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't figure that much out. But, like, I still don't know who his targets are. I still don't know who's he lined with. He's a mystery.
Very much so.
Yeah, I think he's kind of a floater.
Yeah.
You know, like he feels a little bit aligned with Spencer and Howard, mm-hmm, and he's feeling tugged by other people, and I'm not sure he knows which way to go.
Yeah, I agree with that. And we saw that on the CBS shows this week where, you know, he, Howard, Spencer, Aaron and Jean Marie, I believe, or no, excuse me, Caitlin and Jean Marie made this, was it Caitlin? Yeah, it was Caitlin. Made this, like, side alliance.
Mm-hmm.
And then Judd turns around and tells the other side about it.
Yes.
And I was very confused by that. Because he supposedly hates Aaron so much. And, you know, I was confused even before that, because up until this point, he would always talk about how much he can't stand Aaron. She's,
yep,
rude, she's mean, she does this, she does that.
Mm-hmm.
I need to get her out. But when it came time to it, he was like, no, I want to try to work with her, which I was like, what the heck?
That completely threw me for a loop. Because, Judd, you're HOH. Now's the time for you to get rid of the person who you really don't want in the house anyway. Mm-hmm. And then I was really thrown off with this fake alliance. Like, Where is this coming from?
I still don't quite understand it.
I see that Spencer and Howard, they're pretty much sticking together.
Yeah.
Yeah, it looks like it.
Yeah.
They kind of have to, though.
Mm-hmm.
Because no one's trying to work with them.
No.
So they kind of have to.
Yeah. They pretty much just have each other.
Right. But I don't understand why Judd... I mean, I think what Judd did was he got intimidated. He let Amanda railroad him, first of all.
Mm-hmm.
He got scared by some of the shit Amanda was talking about.
Mm-hmm.
And decided, oh, you know what? This might not work out, so let me just tell him, and that way I'll hedge my bets, and I'll kind of cover both sides. And it seems to me that these people are really doing that a lot this season.
They are.
They go back
to...
Floppy, you say?
Yes, very flip-floppy.
Oh, flip-floppy, yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't know why that would be this year versus other seasons. I mean, does it have to, do you think it has anything to do with the MVP? Would that sway them at all? Or try to keep them to try to stay neutral?
It could.
Well, it could, I guess. But to me, why, I just still don't get it. Okay, so his target was Caitlin.
Mm-hmm.
He wanted to get Caitlin out. Alyssa was like, no, I want to get Aaron out. Everybody else was saying, let's get Aaron out.
Right.
But then some people were saying, let's get Caitlin out. And then Alyssa, oh, I don't understand Alyssa either. So they have this plan to keep Caitlin and get rid of Aaron, but not let her know, or vice versa, excuse me, keep Aaron and get rid of Caitlin. Alyssa's pissed because she wants Aaron to go.
Mm-hmm.
So she goes and is talking all loud, talking about to Caitlin while Aaron is within hearing. So are you, you know, what do you know? Why are we doing this and this and this and that? I didn't get that whole exchange. And then it got escalated into this big fight. Let's get the house together and talk about who said what, who said this, who said that. It turned out to be a big old cluster because these stupid-ass people who made the side alliance can't keep their mouth shut, and they done went and told some other people.
Ugh.
So I think what happened is Spencer or someone went and told Helen something. You know Helen's not trustworthy right now.
Right.
And she went straight on and went and told Amanda and them, and It's just been very confusing, and I think it's just because I haven't been paying attention on a daily basis, so I don't have all the facts together. Mm. And the CBS show, they cut that shit so down, you don't know what the heck happened.
Right.
But it's just odd to me that they're all making these side alliances, and then they're turning around and telling everybody else about the side alliance.
Yeah. Haven't they watched the show before?
You would think this group had no idea how the show works.
A lot of them don't.
Which, that really pisses me off, because it's fans, and it's a lot of people out there that know this show, watch it, study it, and could be in their place.
Yeah.
It's been a lot of craziness and back and forth. So I guess since we don't, you know, we can't keep straight all the crap that happened before the eviction, at least I can't, talk about eviction night.
Okay.
Okay.
So we get, I don't remember if it was Tuesday or eviction night or Wednesday, whatever day, but they show us little snippets of a new showman's budding in the house.
Yes, which you brought up last week.
Yes, I'm surprised they showed it. And it really wasn't anything major that they showed.
I think it's adorable.
It's very sweet.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And I've noticed, I don't know if you guys agree, but in the past, showmances have only been sweet or stayed sweet when they haven't been consummated. And I don't mean, you know, full sex, but I mean like a bunch of kissing, a bunch of whatever Jeremy and Caitlin were doing.
Right.
It's
Amanda McCray.
Oh, yeah, and Amanda McCray. That's not even sweet anymore. It's gross.
Yeah.
But it stays sweet when it's, and I have to admit, it stays sweet when it was like Jeff and Jordan.
I was just thinking of Jeff and Jordan, yes.
Because they were in a showman's, but it was like a peck here, a peck there, a back rub here, a back rub there. They would sit next to each other and, like, touch each other, but it wasn't nothing full-on.
Right.
It didn't get annoying, you know?
Yeah. Like, we know people are watching.
Yes.
Let's keep it together.
I think maybe Howard's religion may have a little bit to do with it.
Yeah.
And I think they probably have in the back of their head, our family is watching.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's how it should be.
Mm-hmm.
You should be aware of that.
I agree. And I have a feeling Candace might, I don't think they just want to, I think they just don't want to go there, but, which is smart.
Yes.
Because, you know, you don't want to make your own movie. On Big Brother, like McCray and Amanda have, and Caitlin and Jeremy have.
Mm-hmm.
Just in Judd's HOH bed.
Gross. That's just
I liked your tweets today, Elmarie.
Which one?
The ones where you said, like, if I'm HOH, nobody's sleeping in my bed, and you can't use the bathroom to take a bath. And there was something else, too, that cracked me up.
You're not having sex in my HOH bed. You're not eating my food out of my basket.
Yeah.
Not wearing my HOH robe. You're not taking a bath in my tub.
A bubble bath at that. Like, these people. Yeah, I would not be a good house guest. You two have clearly pointed that out to me.
You're like, I'd be out the first week.
It would be fun to watch, though. That 1 week would have been fun to watch. Maybe two. You might be able to squeak by with 2 weeks.
If I win HOH one of those weeks.
But man, people would be pissed at you the second week because you wouldn't share none of your shit. So yeah, so they showed us the little budding showman, and then they showed all the scrambling that was going on, of course, and all this supposed drama. They did show, which I was happy they showed the part I was talking about last time with Amanda in that one-piece bathing suit.
Yes.
Yes. Now I see the part you were talking about. And Alyssa really was clueless, like, where did you get that?
What they didn't show was that, well, I didn't see past that scene, but they didn't tell people is that she was kind of tipsy. I guess they had gotten some wine and some beer.
Yeah. Now, I don't think Alyssa said those comments about, you know, her looking like a stripper. I don't think she said those things to Amanda to be offensive. Like, I don't think she was purposely trying to be a mean girl.
I don't know. I mean, she was focused. I mean, she expressly said, like, in the diary room or, like, off camera, you know, you just heard her voice saying, if I was dressing up for my husband, I definitely wouldn't dress up like that with fringe and a one piece.
Well,
so I think she was really not liking the, I mean, the one piece really got her pissed or something.
Oh, my goodness.
It really grossed her out.
It did.
But I wish they would have showed more because, I mean, the bathroom scene went on for like 5 minutes.
Now, did anything else happen in between Alyssa's comments and the bathroom scene? Like,
no,
I saw where Amanda left the HOH room because she was seeing her, and it really did look like she was about to start crying.
You know, I didn't see that part. I meant the bathroom scene where she was getting dressed, the very first part where she was getting dressed. I didn't see her run off crying because that happened like an hour or two later.
Okay.
But when she was getting dressed, you know, it takes a while to get dressed and they're primping and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But that part where Alyssa was like, who wears a one piece? And, oh, where did you even find it? And I would be caught dead in a one piece.
Mm-hmm.
And other people were chiming in, and they were kind of going back and forth. It lasted for longer than just a minute. It was like 5 minutes of little comments here and there. So I guess I could see, you know, I don't like Amanda, so I don't care. I thought it was actually funny. When I was watching it on the CBS show, I was laughing. I was like, good, because Amanda's on my nerves. But I can see if someone has been picking at you about this one piece of clothing, and then you get upstairs and she's like, oh, gross.
Yeah.
And I mean, I didn't think she looked cute because her shape is off.
And I didn't realize her shape was a little awkward until she put on the one piece.
That was her downfall.
I'm not going to talk about anybody's shape because we ain't going there. But it was her shape. I mean, as much money as she spent on them boobs, she should have rounded out her butt and her hips just to make it look normal. You know, just to make it proportion.
But she doesn't have
any butt.
No.
So it just makes it look off, especially when they kept showing her turned around.
Which I'm like, CBS is so wrong for this because they're clearly making fun of her. The way the camera kept like angling at her, they're so wrong for that.
Oh my gosh. And then the embarrassment of, I would not want to see my daughter or son in that situation. You know, McCray's parents or her parents.
Well, I disagree. Amanda's parents, I'm pretty sure they do not want to see that. But McCray's dad?
Oh, McCray's dad's all about it.
You know he is. You know he gave him, like, a pep talk before he went in the house. I can just imagine his dad sitting there rooting him on.
Ugh.
Yeah.
Yeah, McCray's dad was like, that's my boy.
Yep.
Yeah, that's what he said. Yep.
His mama was like, no.
Right. Don't embarrass me, son.
Now, I'm thinking I would be more like the mama.
Yeah.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. No, I don't think so.
No. Do you think after the show that they'll actually keep in touch?
McCray and Amanda?
Yes.
That's a good question. I think once she gets out of the house, she'll want to more than he will once he gets out. I think once he gets out.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. He just seems like he's easily influenced, and I think that once he gets home and his mama gets to him, he'll be like, let me curb this a little bit. Maybe. I don't know. That's a good question.
Yeah,
because they said the L word.
They did?
Wait, I missed that.
What?
Yeah, apparently they've said the L word to each other.
Oh, my goodness.
Wait a minute. Who said it first?
You know, I don't know. I have to try to find that out, but it was, I didn't see it, but it was written on one of the feed updates that they have said it to each other.
Interesting. You know, I was thinking last night that I wonder if the relationship would have been the same if he hadn't been HOH the first week. Because she was right in his bed that as soon as he got that HOH.
Very, very good point.
You know? And I wonder if, I wonder if Judd had been HOH, if she might have tried the same kind of strategy, or if she, maybe she really does, I don't know. But it seemed kind of interesting that, you know, he was the power first, and she went right for that.
That's what someone mentioned a while back on in one argument that they were having about, would you and McCray still be together if he hadn't been HOH first?
Yeah.
And that pissed her off.
It definitely influenced her interest in him, I think.
Yeah. She saw him differently.
I think she likes him, but I just think that no parent is going to want a daughter-in-law who is so bossy and overpowering.
Yeah.
And you know that's her normal personality because you can't, you know that's her normal personality.
Yeah.
So, I don't know.
We'll have to wait and see.
I don't know. But I think that, I think she is more interested in him than vice versa. Like you said, McCray is easily influenced.
Yeah.
So once he gets back home and his mom is in his ear, I think he'll drop her. He'll leave her alone.
Yeah, and he'll have other girls probably come after him. And like I said a couple weeks ago, I don't think he's had an issue dating.
No.
And stuff. I think, you know, he does fine, but I think he'll do better now that, you know, of course he's been on TV.
Yeah.
And, yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, you'd think it would be the other way around, though, that she wouldn't be as interested in him, but he would be because he probably doesn't meet a lot of women like that that are very good at their job and, you know, probably make a lot of money and are more independent.
What her mom said when they showed her mom, we didn't talk about this last week, but, you know, last week, one of the shows, they had her mom on, and she said, well, Amanda's dated a lot of guys. And I was like, dang, the mama.
Right, like, tell us you start a business, why don't you?
Exactly. And she dated a lot of guys from this one and this one, and they and everybody that she was listing off was successful and probably had money. Yeah, but she's never dated a pizza boy before, or whatever she said. So I'm thinking, the way she said it was like, he's not going to make... Oh, and then when she said, well, I'm hoping that maybe McCray is a secret genius or whatever the hell she said. I'm thinking, oh, is that all you care about?
Yeah.
You don't want your daughter to be happy. You're thinking about what the dude's going to do?
Yeah.
No, I think that really is all her mom cares about.
Yeah, you want your child to be taken care of, but then you teach them to take care of themselves. I didn't like that, so I was like, see, I didn't like her mama and didn't like her.
Yeah.
Takes after her mama.
But anyway, so I, you know, so that was interesting, and so on the eviction night episode, we have Caitlin going home. What did y'all think about the interview with Julie?
I expected Julie to grill Caitlin about her comments.
I did too. Yeah.
And I was disappointed that she did.
Or at least say something about them.
Right.
But she didn't. She acted like she never made no
danced
comments.
Danced around it.
She just said, oh, you are a mean girl because you were involved in that bed flipping thing. That didn't address anything that she said in the past.
No, and if anything, it was kind of like Julie was playing it off and putting it again on Aaron, kind of, you're guilty by association.
And then it pissed me off, Caitlin's answers.
Yeah.
Well, I think, you know, the house makes you crazy, and it turns some people into monsters, and I think I just got caught up with the wrong side. Nobody forced you to say shit.
She didn't take any responsibility.
None. Mm-hmm. And many cases, her comments were made first.
Yeah, she started them.
It wasn't like someone else was making comments, mm-hmm. and then she spoke up and said the same. No, she started the whole shit to me.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I was hoping she might have mentioned that some people have lost their jobs to her. I thought she might have brought that up as well.
I was kind of hoping she would give at least a hint of something.
Yeah.
Like, how do you think, you know, people outside of the house feel about your so-called mean girl behavior? Or I thought she would kind of throw some type of hint.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was a tad disappointed by that interview. And then I was annoyed by Caitlin's response.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And then I was like, let's get on to the Vita or the HOH and let's move on.
Right.
And then it just got worse.
And then it got worse.
Like, when I see Aaron on the screen now, it just, I just want to stop watching and just the power of my TV off. Completely off.
She just has such a look on her face.
Really, yes.
Yeah, she just, just like looking down her nose at her people.
Yeah.
Yep.
Always has this sour look on
her. Yes.
Her mouth is always turned down.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Now, didn't you say last week that she had to dye her hair or something?
That's what happened? I thought the punishment was.
Oh, okay.
I read that, too. Someone said that on Twitter, but that apparently was not true.
Right.
Okay. Dang.
Yeah.
I know
that she had to.
I don't think she would have done it.
Really?
Mm-mm. Nope. I really don't.
Speaking of punishments, what did you think about Judd's punishment? The solitary? Like, I don't. Okay, 24 hours of solitary. That may be welcome in the Big Brother house because it gives you a chance to just get away from everybody and think for a few.
Yeah.
But that snooze button.
Right, that's the problem.
Every 9 minutes.
That.
What?
It was,
It
was every.
I thought it was every hour or something.
No.
Oh, God.
Every
9 minutes. Okay.
Every 9 minutes.
Yeah, that's torture.
And then I'm like, they show the clip of him and he's snoring. How did he get back across the room, fall asleep, and start snoring?
He must
in,
have been
what,
pooped.
Like 8 minutes.
He was tired.
Yeah, he was tired. Wow.
Poor John.
They didn't show much of it on the show. Like, it just seemed like he was in there for a second.
Right.
So.
But he was actually in there 24
hours. Wow. And then he didn't even win the, he didn't even win the veto.
Oh, that sucks.
Yeah.
That would have broken me down.
Yeah.
I would have been cussing. I would have been trying to figure out a way to lay next to the alarm so I didn't have to get up and just reach my hand up.
Just like throw my hand up, slap off, roll both.
Slap it, and get back.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, what did y'all think, you know, when we started the HOH competition and we saw Alyssa was going to be last, I was like, okay, that's fishy.
Yeah.
It's awful convenient she would be last.
Mm-hmm.
And at first, I was excited because Candace looked like she was in the lead.
Yeah.
And then Spencer. And although Spencer's shady and annoying, I thought that at least then the people that I like would be safe.
Yeah.
But didn't work out quite that way.
See, I just thought as soon as she won that she would go back to her original targets and put up Helen and Candace. But what exactly was the deal that she made with Helen?
Who? Erin?
Yes.
Go ahead.
In Helen's goodbye speech to Caitlin, she mentioned, you know, Aaron proposed a deal that we couldn't refuse.
Right.
Well, the deal was that if she won HOH, she would let Helen and the house control who she puts up. Or she would throw the HOH competition. So she would try to throw it,
mm-hmm.
but if she won it, then they would control her nomination. She would do what they wanted to do. And that was the deal she made with Helen. Now, my thing is, why would you believe that? Because people right. promise whatever they can,
yep.
and then they can go back on it, and there's nothing you can say.
Yep.
Right.
You promise me. Well, hell, you promise people shit every day in the Big Brother house.
Yeah, like when Jeremy was trying to get her to keep him in the house, and I was like, don't you dare.
Yeah, it's just, why would you even...
trust her.
Trust that.
Yep.
But it's because it was the majority of the house who agreed or who thought that that deal would work better, and the deal that Caitlin, Gina Marie, and Howard, Judd, and Spencer had didn't have enough people to really make it work. And so I think that's why it didn't.
Okay. That makes sense.
That's going to be interesting to see how this week plays out. Who does she put up?
Well, okay, so after, you know, the show went off, I did get on the feed to see what, you know, what's going to happen. Or, of course, Amanda immediately globbed onto her and was talking about, we need to get Howard. We need to put up Howard and Spencer. And Aaron was saying, well, I want to put up Alyssa, at least. Alyssa and maybe Spencer. And Amanda's like, no, because Alyssa is... We could manipulate her.
Mm-hmm.
We can manipulate her. But Howard and Spencer have been liars. Yeah. And this is what the house wants to be done. And this went on throughout the evening. And then Helen... I kind of said that wrong. The first thing that happened is Helen pulled Aaron into the storage, one of those rooms, and was telling her, hey, a few hours before the eviction ceremony... Howard and Spencer were trying to get us to flip the house and get you out instead of Caitlin.
Hmm.
And so I really think we can't trust Howard. This is Helen. This is Helen, y'all.
Oh, boy.
So Helen's, backtracking and flipping on her people.
Oh, yeah, she's been doing that, though.
Wow.
Yeah. And so Aaron is like, what? Okay. And so then Amanda, and then she went in there and told Amanda the same thing. And something about Alyssa, I know what it was too. Alyssa told the other side about that deal with Aaron. And that's why I guess they wanted Caitlin to go anyway.
Right.
Or excuse me, Aaron to go. But so then Helen was in there with Amanda and them saying, Alyssa is so stupid. Why is she fucking up my game? And she's doing all this and this and this. This is Helen talking, who's supposedly Alyssa's friend.
Right.
And so all this stuff is going on. In the meantime, it's Amanda McCray. Judd is in there.
Mm-hmm.
Aaron's in there, I think. Aaron leaves, and then it's just Amanda McCray, like Andy, Jesse, and someone else. And Helen's still fussing and arguing about stuff. And then McCray keeps saying effing C word about Candace. Because
what?
Then also Helen says, oh, this is another thing I think in that Helen lied about this part. Helen said, well, Candace came up to me and says, if you don't vote out Aaron, then we're coming after you. We're coming after
what?
You. And there's can do about it. And they're like, what are you talking about? Why would she even say that?
Right.
Yeah, it was crazy. So they keep saying, oh, she's an FNC word. And then they said, oh, she's so stupid. She's crazy. She's stupid. She needs medication about Alyssa. And then Judd says that she's an FNC word also. They were saying that about Alyssa and Candace.
Jeez. Wow.
But wait. When any of those people come around, they're all nicey-nicey to them. And talk
course.
Like nothing.
Wow.
Warm. So, yeah. Hot as mess. So the man is like, look, we have to get Aaron and Howard up on the block. If one of them comes off, put Candace's ass up there, and then send one of the guys home, because we need to break that up.
Mm-hmm.
The Howard and Spencer thing. She's like, or even Candace, I don't even care because it breaks that up too. So that's what her thing is, and she kind of was sticking by Aaron's side a lot of the evening, at least what I watched.
Okay.
Well, then Howard and Spencer got to talking about how all this shit has shaken down. And Spencer was saying, well, we have to, I don't know why it was said. We don't know what was said, if Candace told it. But we have to get her to calm down and not go off on people, because we just need to go up to Aaron and talk to her and say, look, we haven't even talked to anyone. That's a lie. We don't even know where that came from. They were just going to deny, you know, all this stuff. But they, of course, don't know Judd told the other side about that five-person alliance.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, so at one point, Candace is going to bed because she says, I'm not going to try to kiss her butt tonight. I'm going to go and talk to her in the morning. She's getting ready for bed. Howard goes in there and get in the bed, and there's nobody in there because they're all up in her HOH room.
Okay.
And he tells Candace what was said, and that someone told him that she said that they need to put up Spencer and Gina Marie. I don't know where this story came from. Spencer and Gina Marie needed to go up. Oh, that's what Helen was saying, is that if they didn't nominate Spencer and Gina Marie,
mm-hmm.
since they're the ones that are controlling the nominations based on that deal they made with Aaron, then they would be stupid if they didn't do that. So Candace is getting upset. She's like, I didn't even say that. I haven't even talked to Aaron. Who is even saying this? And he's like, well, I don't know. And I don't know if he really knew or if he didn't know. But he was saying, well, this is what Spencer came and talked to me. So Candace is listening to all this real quiet. You know, Candace is smart.
She is, and she will sit there and be quiet and listen.
She'll listen, and she'll say, so who said this?
Mm-hmm.
And he'll say something, and she'll say, but why? But I haven't talked to anyone, so where did they get that from?
Right.
So then she's like, well, how do I know that you and Spencer didn't make this up to trip me up? And I was like, oh, hold up. She's getting rowdy-bowdy with it. And he's like, why are you doubting me? Why are you doubting me? He's like, he says, I just want you to not blow up at anyone. I just want you to stay calm. And she's like, why do you keep telling me to quit blowing up at anybody? Have I blown up at anybody? The reason I blowed up at anyone was because they flipped my fucking bed.
Oh,
wow.
My shit. Why are you keep telling me not to do that? I'm sick of you keep telling me. So she goes to get up out the bed, and he kind of lays on her to get and holds her down so that she can't get up.
Mm-hmm.
And she's telling him, get off of me, Howard. Get off of me. And he does. And he's like, I don't want you to do anything. I don't want you to do anything. She's like, and then she calls his whole name out. Because, you know, when you get pissed, you call out the whole name.
Right.
She's like, Howard Overby or Ogilby or whatever the hell his last name is. She's like, Howard,
oh,
whatever.
Pissed.
Get off of me. He finally did, but she had to tell him. He's like, well, don't get up off. She's like, I'm not getting up off the bed, but I need you to get up off of me, so that I can think and talk to you about this.
Mm-hmm.
And so she's like, well, why would they say that? And how do I know you and Spencer don't have something cooking and I'm out in the cold?
Hmm.
He's like, well, why are you doubting me? She's like, 'cause something doesn't add up. This doesn't make any sense.
Oh,
and it didn't make no sense to me either, because I didn't see any of this. So,
mm-hmm.
Wow.
So I might even be getting this wrong. If any of y'all out there have seen this, let us know. But ended up that she gets upset. She's kind of crying. He's trying to console her. At this point, Judd comes in to go to bed, so they stop talking. But she can hear her sniffling and stuff and wiping her eyes because they have all the lights out. Eventually, she gets up out the bed because he keeps trying to, hug her. And they don't have their microphones on at one point, so you really can't hear, but I could tell they're talking.
Mm-hmm.
So she, at one point, puts her contacts in. I don't know how she puts them in the dark. With no mirror, but she did. I was like, that's some skill, honey. She got the little case off the side table in the dark, because the room is dark.
Right.
She put them on in the dark, in her eye, without looking.
That is skill.
And that's skill, don't you think?
It is skill. Yeah.
In the dark, with no mirror. Anyway, she eventually gets up, goes into the have-not room with the airport seat,
mm-hmm.
and lays down in the bed, and is kind of sniffling. So probably about 20 minutes goes by, and he comes in there to find her. And he's like, are you mad at me? He's like, why don't you come back to the bed? She's like, I don't want to sleep in there. And he's like, why are you mad at me? And so she says, I just don't understand. I can't I don't know who to believe at this point. He's like, well, I need you here. I need you to trust me. He says, I understand that Spencer might have been throwing me under the bus, and I understand that this and this and that and this and the other, but we have to work with these people for now. And then he said it again. I just need you to not do anything. She's like, will you quit fucking? And she gets really pissed off. He's like, and this is funny because she run it down. She says, she's like, you don't know me. I am a professional woman. You met me 29 days ago. So don't be telling me that who I'm going to blow up at. I haven't blown up with anybody except for one person because of this and this and that. And that is the reason why. And I think I was justified in blowing up. And he's like, oh, of course, I didn't say that you weren't. She's like, I am a professional woman. I was a Miss Teen Louisiana whatever. And she's listing her job. She said, I know how to talk to people, and I know how to react and carry myself.
Wow.
And it's telling me, going off on somebody when I haven't, but one time I am so, she's like, she was pissed. She just ran it down.
Jeez.
She just read him. She was mad.
Go, Candace.
She kept saying that. She's like, why do you keep saying that? Why do you keep fucking saying that? He finally apologizes. He says, I wasn't saying that you weren't a professional woman. I'm just trying to say we don't need to do anything about this. We know it's lies. We know they're trying to get us to do something. And we just need to lay low and try to work our magic. He says, you go and talk to Erin tomorrow and tell her, and I'm going to talk to her tomorrow and tell her who really is trying to run the house. And this and this and this. And finally they kind of made up. But then it was like a real little tiff.
Wow.
To the point where she just got up out the bed and left.
Wow.
And it was cute because before all that, before he started talking to her, they were getting in the bed. And he was taking his shoes off and I guess take his shirt off. And she had said, you're getting skinny or something. And he's like, ooh, don't say that. And she's like, why? I can't say that you're getting skinny. He's like, well, no. She's like, well, you're still fine, whether you're skinny or if you're not. You're still fine. And it was kind of cute.
Aww.
But she said that.
And then it went downhill.
And then it went downhill. Exactly.
Wow.
So, at that point, I didn't watch it past that. They both went, got back into the regular bedroom,
mm-hmm.
and went to sleep, and then everybody was asleep. So, I don't know yet today where Erin's head is at, but what Erin did say to someone is that she didn't want to put up Howard.
Okay.
She didn't want to backdoor Howard. She wanted to put up Alyssa and Spencer.
Okay.
That's good.
But she's like, but this is what the house wants me to do, so I'm going to have to do that. So.
Jeez.
Now, I know the feeds were out. I had them on while we've been podcasting, and they were out, and I think it was the have not competition.
Okay.
So they haven't done nominations yet.
I'm not ready for Hey Boo Hey Howard to go home.
Not either. Oh, Hey Boo Hey got to stay.
Hey, got to stay.
the one time they need to manipulate.
Yeah.
No, I guess not. I don't want him to win that way either. But you know, I don't want him to go home either.
But if he's up, well, I guess it depends on who he's up there against. Most likely, it will be Spencer. And if so, he's going to get the boot. I think they'll definitely keep Spencer over Howard.
Probably, yeah, but I hope not.
Do we know who America's... Is the voting still going, or is it over for America to vote?
I think it's over.
Okay.
I think it's over.
Who do you think they picked?
I don't know. I'm hoping
Amanda.
That I really do.
I
that
hope
she
so too.
Quit fucking talking.
Yes.
So if it's Howard Spencer, it needs to be. Hopefully, America's vote is Amanda.
Yeah. They've got to break those two up.
Yeah, and hopefully if that happens, they could somehow rally enough votes to get her out.
Right.
But I don't know, because everyone is going back and forth. Everyone.
Mm-hmm. That's annoying.
Yes.
It is.
And Helen, I can't figure out what Helen's doing.
She's gone off.
Yeah.
Backstabbing and...
Yeah.
Which is, I mean, nothing new. People switch alliances all the time. But I really don't like Helen anymore.
I don't either.
Like, she was already on my shit list when she was HOH because her head just got so big.
Yeah.
That it wasn't even tolerable. And now she's flipping on her mom alliance and throwing people under the bus.
Yep. And the thing that started that whole thing is the fact that she wanted to work with Aaron, and Alyssa was like, oh, hell no.
Yeah.
And that's what, to me, kicked it all off.
Mm-hmm.
I was actually on Joker's Update to try to see, because the feed came back on from the have not.
Oh,
okay.
And I was trying to see who was the have and who was the have not. But in the meantime of looking for that, apparently Amanda has been ugly.
Uh-oh.
Colin saying something about Candace having a greasy, nappy head.
I just read that. Yes.
Yeah.
Because she borrowed her...
So apparently Aaron said, I have this perfume I brought with me. This perfume is like my little baby, and she mimes Candace spraying it on herself. Amanda says she's very inconsiderate, and Aaron says she's so inconsiderate. And then Amanda... They say in an Asian stereotype voice says, you're so inconsiderate. And then Aaron in an Asian stereotypical voice says, bitch, you so inconsiderate. And then Amanda says, fucking Candace all day today. I want to just fucking kill her.
Oh, my God.
Andy comes upstairs and says, this is what they're writing down. Andy comes upstairs and says, Candace is crying. Amanda says, because she's a bitch. I hate when people try to play the sympathy card. You've been a bitch C-face this entire time. Bitch, you wore my fucking headband and didn't ask. She took it off your fucking head and put it on her greasy-ass nappy hair head.
OMG.
This is Amanda, y'all. The Amanda that I've been telling y'all about.
Yep. And the Amanda that CBS refuses to show.
Right. Are they going to show that on the TV?
Right.
No, because they, for some reason, keep showing Amanda as this fucking savior when, from the beginning, she hasn't said the same kinds of things that the rest of them have said, but she has said equally as hateful shit.
She has now.
Right.
Oh, but she did before.
Yeah.
Yeah, and definitely now, but she has before.
They gotta get her. They got to get Aaron, and then they got to get her.
And then Gina Marie.
Yep.
Yep.
There's a lot of people to pick off.
That is ridiculous. Okay, now, I'm reading that the have-nots are Judd, Candace, Amanda, and Gina Marie.
Oh.
Oh, well, good, because
so how's that going to work with Candace and Amanda in the same room?
Well.
Unless Howard will probably sleep in there with her.
Yeah.
I'm going to have to go back and watch this conversation.
Wow.
Apparently, they also said, Amanda and Aaron say that Candace is turning is the one accusing people of being racist, and that she's the one that made it such a deal in the house. And so now, apparently, Amanda says that Candace is being anti-Semitic against Jewish people.
What?
Yeah.
See, I never saw this bitchy side that Amanda and a couple of other girls claim Candace has.
I've never seen it either, but that's what they all say.
Yeah.
And they've been talking shit about Candace since the feeds went up. Mm-hmm. And so, I mean, I don't know where that stems from.
Right.
But I haven't ever seen any of it, and I haven't read any of it, and everyone is equally baffled. Now, people complain about Candace, baby voice, and complain about some things that she says, but no one has ever come out and said she's been mean and bitchy, except on the occasions that she has fought with people.
Right, but that was warranted. Like, she didn't just wake up being bitchy. Something happened to her. Someone bothered her to make her react.
Right. Apparently, this was on today at 1:53 p.m. when Amanda's talking about her nappy hair.
Wow. And they were talking in an Asian voice.
Right.
Yes.
They never cease to amaze.
Nope, just keeps going and going.
So, you know, this just kind of solidifies what we have been saying from the get-go.
Mm-hmm.
Amanda is not the savior. Amanda has been just as bad as the rest of them. And for whatever reason, CBS is targeting Aaron, which I agree you should. But you need to show equal Gina Marie. You need to show equal Spencer, because he said some bullshit too.
Yes.
You show equal Amanda.
Right.
Those are the people left. The other people, they laugh it off. They don't say anything, but they don't ever say. I haven't seen or read any of them saying stuff like this. The rest of them just kind of ignore it and go on.
Mm-hmm.
These people are actually saying this stuff. And actually, last night, Judd and McCray were saying the C word about Alyssa and Candace.
Mm-hmm.
That is the worst word. I mean, there's bad words, of course, but...
It's so disrespectful.
Yeah. I mean, everyone uses the word bitch. It's just part of our society. And it means many different things, and you can use it all over the place.
Mm-hmm.
But that is just rough.
Yeah.
I don't like that.
Why would you... First of all, that's not even a word in my mind.
No. Clap. I've never used that.
I have never, I don't think, heard a real person say that.
No.
I mean, like, face to face.
I haven't.
I haven't. So,
I didn't know people use that word as much until I saw these house guests.
Actually, I didn't know that either until watching Game of Thrones.
Yeah, it's a British thing.
They say it a lot on, or they have said it multiple times.
Yeah.
On Game of Thrones, and I was like, and I think Sister Jay and I both even commented on like, why? I mean, who says that?
Yeah.
I mean, it's not even in anybody's mind vocabulary.
No.
Right.
But, I mean, I don't know anyone who uses that word.
No.
I have not even heard people, even in, you know, back in the day when you used to be stupid and dumb and talk shit on people. That's not a word people would use, you know?
No.
But what is this shit about Candace? What is it about Candace that they just cannot stop using her as the whipping bag? Although, they never do it to her face.
No. Except that one time about the bed situation.
Yeah.
And Gina Marie got in her face.
When they have a little argument, but no one has made these comments
no.
in front of, you know, so like Aaron and Caitlin, none of them people have said these comments to Helen or Candace's face.
No.
Or Howard's face.
No. And they won't.
They did do the, Aaron did do that, nail shop boys or whatever
mm-hmm.
around Howard, but that would have been targeting Helen, and Helen wasn't in the room.
Right.
So if you think you're that big and bad to say this kind of shit, you need to be big and bad enough to say it in front of someone.
Exactly.
Right.
Say it in front and of whoever you're mocking or talking about.
Yeah, that's
exactly. Ugh, that just, I hope she's next on the thing to be canned.
So am I. Like, I'm hoping, I don't even know how she's still in the house and has not been nominated yet. I'm talking
right.
about Amanda.
Yep.
Because she has been trying to rule and have a hand in every single person's HOH.
Yep.
And she's not even sneaky about it. She's like, outright, look, this is what you need to do.
Yep.
With
they
everyone.
Said the show last
like,
night
she doesn't hide it.
Yeah.
And then, also, apparently, Caitlin has been interviewed by some different people
mm-hmm.
and says that she's not a mean girl.
Has she? She hasn't watched all the tapes yet, has she?
She says that.
Like, she's not watching the same thing we watch. I'm going to be
apparently,
her into another interview after she's caught up and seen everything we have.
Yeah,
right.
Well, so apparently someone asked her, you seemed a little surprised when Jilly Chin told you America was calling Gina Marie and Aaron mean girls. And she says, I had a feeling it was coming because of Aaron. Gina Marie is very catty, but she has a good heart. Us three together shocked me because I was nice to everyone in that house. Mm. I was warm-hearted. I wasn't mean to anyone in any way. Maybe I said a few things behind people's backs, but it was never malicious.
Hmm.
Bullshit.
Yeah. Mean girl.
Yes.
Oh, my Lord. Apparently, they also told her that Gina Marie and Aaron have lost their jobs as a result of comments that they've made in the house. And she says, so I learned. I'm actually shocked by that. A lot of things said in the house weren't said in front of me. Okay, that's a straight-ass lie.
Right.
They knew I would shut down inappropriate language used in front of me. I don't know. I'm shocked and surprised that it's even in their personalities. It's hard to learn something like that about people you're close to. Ooh, this B is just a lying her ass yeah. off. No, you know what it is? I bet she really believes that because she says the shit so often she don't even remember that she said the shit.
Mm-hmm.
She's going to mm-hmm. see it, though.
And so then they said, this is ET Online, apparently, who was interviewing her. They said, well, a lot of hateful comments were said in your presence. They called her on it. Do you think because the house guests are the ones voting you out, the Big Brother house dynamic prevents you from speaking out against hate speech? She said, yeah, completely. You don't want to step on any toes. I'm an awkward person, so I'm awkwardly laughing the whole time because I don't know how else to handle it. It's awkward. No, you were saying the shit too.
Right.
Yeah.
Apparently a voice just came over the speaker, a female voice, telling the house that they're having a brain busting challenge, and it was overheard on Welcome to the Big Brother Evidence Room, where you will be competing in a 2-part brain busting challenge, and then it cut to Fish.
Ah, when? Earlier or just now?
Just now. Well,
I mean, my feeds are on.
I'm seeing that. How long ago was this tweeted?
Okay, Howard's talking to Candace, and she's in the have-not room, so maybe I need to turn this up so we can hear what's being said.
Jokers posted that 7 minutes ago.
Huh. So then ET Online asked her, or they said... that she mentioned on when she got evicted that she was hurt the most by apparently Andy voting her. And they said that was a relationship we didn't see on TV. How close were you? And she says, I love Andy. That's not even past tense, even though he hurt me. After Jeremy left, I felt vulnerable and but Andy had my back. There were times we sat there and cried and said we had each other's back. So I'm hurt he didn't vote to keep me. So then ET Online says, you were overheard saying that gays were untrustworthy in this game. Mm-hmm. What did you mean by that? They calling her on her shit the way
Good.
She just
That's what yeah. she should have done.
Oh. And she says, I don't even really remember saying that. It must have been something in terms of gameplay because I stood up for him more or less when derogatory terms were being thrown around about gay people. No, she didn't.
What?
She says she stood up for him more or less when derogatory terms were being thrown around about gay people.
What?
No, she didn't. And then they ask her the last question, compared to Aaron, Jeremy, and Gina Marie, you were definitely more politically correct, yet you're getting lumped in with them. Do you feel like collateral damage? She says, oh, yeah, I'm guilty by association with America, and it's the same reason I was voted out of the house. Coming into the house is so hard. You never know who is going to end up in power or be strong. If anything, I wish I stayed more neutral and not aligned with Jeremy and Aaron, two very aggressive people. I feel like that's where I went wrong. She ain't going to learn
She's
shit.
Crazy.
No. Yeah, they're not learning.
No. Well, she doesn't even remember saying stuff. And like you said, Elmarie, until she goes home and watches the tapes, and hopefully the feed tapes, and goes on YouTube and watches all the compilations people have made, she was the first one, actually, that I saw say anything.
Right.
The first night the feeds were up. So, you know, I don't know if she was really the first one, but she was the first one that I saw. And it was, 2-3 hours into the feeds being turned on. That's not, to me, her being lumped in with the mean girls.
Not at all.
Being one of the mean girls. They need to quit. They need to go sit the hell down. And the longer, this is where I figured out, or thought, not figured out, but I thought about this last night. The longer these people are in the house, the more accepting I think people are going to be. Or I'm hoping not, but not the more accepting, but the more, it seems like people have forgotten. Or it's not such a hot issue.
Right.
Or I don't know what the right phrase is, but I don't want them to be in the house long enough to where people go, oh, but you know what? They're really good.
I don't either.
Or they didn't really say anything that bad.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. I don't even want them to make it to get in the jury house because I don't want them to have any say who wins this season.
Yep.
No.
One of them is. There's too many of them still. We've got Gina Marie, Aaron, Amanda, and Spencer.
And Spencer.
Really, if we add McCray in there, that's too many of them. One of them is going to be in the jury. One or two or three, the way things are going.
This is such a sucky season.
we go up.
Like, when you really just sit there and think about it, like, it really sucks.
It does suck. It does. It really does. And the fact that the CBS Big Brother, whoever, has not, obviously, and we know they haven't, they've told us, and they put disclaimers up on every show, and now it's even on the feeds, there's a disclaimer.
Oh, really? They added it to the feeds?
Uh-huh. It's been on the feeds for a while.
Okay.
But they haven't talked to those people in the house.
Nope.
And that's who they need to deal with. The people in the house. And they need to say this shit is not going to be tolerated.
Mm-hmm. Do we have a finale date yet?
Oh, that's a good question.
Because shouldn't a double eviction be coming up soon?
Yeah.
I would hope. That is a very good question.
Like, if we can at least get two of them out in the same week, that'll help.
Definitely.
But I don't think that would happen. It'll be one of the people that we like and maybe one of them. It won't be the people we want out.
Like, I don't want any of them in the jury house, but I really wouldn't want more than two.
Yeah. They are
But at the same time, I don't want more than two still in the house because, like you said, I don't want people to forget how they've acted up until this point. Oh, but they did play a good game. Oh, but they're still in the house. Yep. And they've, had a good strategy. No.
No, no. Yep. I would have to sneak a tape in there. I'd have to honk someone on the head in the dining room and say, okay, look, bitches. So I can come in there and go, okay, look, motherfuckers. Something.
Do you remember in the earlier seasons where people would have banners fly across the backyard?
Yes. That is so funny. We should, yes.
I would so love to get a banner right now.
That would be awesome.
Say, you suck. We hate you.
Right.
No, the best thing to happen is to this people's MVP, if the dumbass Alyssa people don't keep calling, the best thing to happen is to just let America be the MVP, and you tell the people that America is the MVP, and that way they know that they're being nominated by the people.
And Julie didn't reveal America was MVP. She told Caitlin once she was evicted, but I don't think she told the house.
She didn't.
And we're MVP again this week, so I wonder, will she finally reveal America has been MVP? Because I read earlier, Judd believed that Howard was MVP, and I guess he was, like, going through Howard's stuff, trying to look for some kind of clue.
Oh.
And people were wondering, like, why is he, like, I saw pictures of him lifting up Howard's bed, looking under the bed, the drawers.
Who was?
Judd.
Really?
Yeah, Judd was going through Howard's stuff.
Wow. See, I don't know. I think that I don't think Candace or Howard is going to make it to the end at all. I really don't. And I hope Helen doesn't, because she's on my S list, too.
Yeah, I hope she doesn't.
Actually, all of them are. They're all. Jesse.
Jesse, like, I can't remember who it was on my timeline, but I was, like, almost in tears laughing. Someone said, does Big Brother bus Jesse in for the live shows? Because
I know
it was the only time
there.
We see her.
Jesse's laying low, which, you know, so far she's doing a good job at it.
Yeah. She is.
Considering how she started out.
Yeah.
But she's laying low. And so far is not on anybody's radar.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, she just needs to quit all this scheming and shit. What she be doing too.
Yeah.
At this point, I think everybody keeps saying, well, we need to get Howard out. We need to get Howard and Spencer out and Candace out. And they say this and this and that. So this is really what we expected to happen at the very first week, honestly. Because,
mm-hmm.
you know, I expected them to be nominated and out 1, 2, 3.
Yeah.
Right. Yep.
No. So I guess in that regard, we could say it beat our expectations.
Yeah.
But it's in a totally jacked up way.
Right.
All right. Well, thank everyone for their feedback. And thank you, Sister El Marie and Sister A.
Thank you.
Let's tell everyone how they can reach us. I'm at _ Sister K.
I'm at Literary Marie.
And I'm at AKS Idea.
And that was on Twitter. I forgot to say that.
Correct. Me too.
Okay. Well, that's it for now. I'm Sister K.
I'm Sister El Marie.
And I'm Sister A.
See you next time.
Bye.
Bye.